Hey, Slingers, welcome back to another week of the Word Slinger Podcast. This week I'm talking to Brian Cohen. It's a three-peat. Stick around, find out what we chat about next. Hey, how you doing on money? I know it's a touchy subject, but I got something that may help you out. See, I'm using an app called Acorns, and it helps me manage some investing, put some money back, get a little interest. It's kind of nice to watch my money grow. So I want to share that with you. Go to kevintomlinson.com/acorns and you'll get some free money. See you there.
It's the Word Slinger Podcast, where story matters. Build your brand. Write your book. Redefine who you are. It's all about the story here. What's yours? Now. Here's the guy who invented pants optional, Kevin Tomlinson, the Word Slinger.
Word Slinger.
Well, I am Kevin Tomlinson, the Word Slinger, and I've got some precious minutes here between now and the time my coffee timer goes off to share with you what's going on in this upcoming episode of the Word Slinger podcast. So this is the third time I've had Brian Cohen on the show. So he is the first official three-peat. And we're talking about some of the stuff he's got upcoming. Now, I was able to hang out with him at 20 Books Vegas a couple of weeks ago now. That was a great conference. If you're not going to that conference in particular, and I know they have a couple more around the world, really, in some pretty exotic places, but the one in Vegas seems like the most accessible, the one where the most people can show up. One of the values of that conference, you can connect with the influencers. That's great. And there are a lot of us there. You know, there were three of us there from Draft to Digital. Brian was there. There were folks from just about every major player, BookBub, Amazon, you name it. There were a lot of those folks there. But the real value of that conference to me is hanging out with the other authors who think the same way you do, the other authors who are in this space. And, you know, I've never been one who tries to sell when I'm at these conferences. I just want to connect with everybody, find out what's going on, find out what the needs are. But there's been plenty of opportunities to share what DD's doing, what I'm doing, the stuff that Nick and I are doing together, stuff that Roland Denzel and I are doing together. It was a lot of opportunity to share a lot of that stuff. But the real value, it always comes back to the authors themselves and making those connections. So if you get a chance, conferences are a great place to do that. Some conferences are better for it than others. This one in particular, 20 Books in Vegas, has been just an amazing conference. They're going to be having it again at Sam's Town next year. If you get an opportunity, if you can make it to Vegas, you should definitely make your way there. Go look. If you look up 20 Books Vegas online, I think that will take you to their the website where you can register and everything. This is not an endorsement, a paid endorsement or anything like that. I just happen to find this particular conference to be one of the best that I attend in terms of connecting with my community and coming away inspired. This is one of the ones that I attend because it inspires me. I go to a lot of author conferences, and a lot of times it's all about, you know, connecting with folks so that I can help, you know, nurture and guide, push people towards the sorts of resources that they can use, Draft to Digital being one of those. Letting people know about the, you know, things that are happening in our world. But this conference, I do that at this conference, of course. But it's also just an opportunity for me, personally, to come away with a breath of fresh air. Ironic, considering that casino is full of cigarette smoke. But and I always have a hard time. I always start having these little, like, minor anxiety attacks. It's a weird thing. It's just that sense that you can't breathe. And then I have to leave the casino for a little while and go chill out somewhere else. But all that said, get ye to this conference. This is a good one. You can thank the guys who organized this, Craig Martell and Michael Anderle and everyone in between. I know there's a lot of people who are involved in that. So All that said, now, I ran into today's guest several times at that conference. We had a chance to have lunch together. I watched him spill food on his shirt just before his talk. It was a glorious time. Sorry about that, Brian. But you're going to dig this conversation with Brian, and I can't wait for you to find out what's going on, what's happening what's on his radar to help out the author community. And so without further ado, let's hop right in and let's chat with Brian on this three-peat Wordslinger episode. And stick around, of course, on the other side, and we'll chat just a few minutes more. See you there. Hey, everybody. Thank you for sticking around. I know I probably rambled on about something before this interview started. So you sticking around shows that you are with it. You get it. Just like today's guest, we're talking to Brian Cohen, who is, among other things, the CEO of Best Page Forward. He's an author that is an author copywriting agency. Sorry, Brian, I already screwed that up. and he sold over 100,000 copies of his books. So that is pretty impressive, man. 100,000 copies. That's pretty big. We're going to be talking about Amazon ads today, among other things. But first, welcome back to the show, Brian.
Thank you for having me. I believe it's number three.
This is number three. Yeah. I think you may be the first, as you put it, three-peat. Yes. For the Wordslinger podcast. Man, I'm just going to
Do I get some kind of bonus thing that I could sling? Do I actually get a sling being the third?
You'll get a slingy.
I like it.
Man, I'm going to come up with something like that. That'd be a good one. Well, I think this is a timely sort of thing. And I know you got something you're going to mention for later, but the whole conversation about Amazon ads is something that's been coming up with me on a personal/professional level a lot lately. Yeah. So I'm glad to have you on to talk about this. So why don't you fill us in on what's been going on since the last time you were on the show?
Man, I think it's been 2 years, but I have been really in the trenches with Best Page Forward, built the company up. Now there's 11 people that are on the team. So it's wild. And everyone's just using that description process that I created. So that has been so cool because, hey, there's only so much one guy can do on his own, right?
That's what mortals tell me. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what all of the non half gods tell you.
That's what I should be for my own stuff. I'm taking it because I am stretched thin, man.
Well, that's the crazy thing. Even with 11 people on my team, I'm absolutely still stretched thin. Yeah. So I was really just trying to figure out, well, what can I do to make the experience better? Because that's how you kind of stay in business.
Right.
You don't just do the same old, and then say, oh, let's move on. You always got to look to figure out how you can take better care of people. And that's for your, if you write fiction, that's your readers. How can you take better care of your readers?
Right.
But for me, it was taking better care of my authors. And I was really seeing that a lot of people just had no clue how they could figure out if a blurb had worked.
Right.
If it had actually improved the conversion, however many clicks it takes to get a sale or a KU full read, if they're not draft to digital acolytes and they're in Kindle Unlimited.
Right.
And I was realizing I didn't have the best handle on it either. Like, I could tell you what conversion rate was. I could tell you when it was better or worse based on numbers. But I decided, this was early 2019.
Yeah.
I kind of started a project where every week I publicly shared my Amazon ad spend and my royalties for 30 consecutive weeks or so.
All right. That's bold.
It was. And it was scary.
Yeah.
It was scary because, you know, I run an author services company. I have courses. I have whatever. books are only one component of what I make for, you know, my bottom line. And so to share that, well, I don't make $10,000 in book sales a month. I know there are people who do. I am not one of them. Here is how much I made last week. That was an interesting thing to be able to share.
Did you find, because obviously the first thing that comes into my brain is like, this is a put up or shut up kind of thing. So, you know, if you're not making the coveted 10 grand per month on book sales, did it feel like there was any backlash because of that?
I don't think so, but I mean, obviously people can talk behind my back and say stuff. Nothing made it to me on my pedestal, but I didn't hear anything about that. In fact, I actually, when I decided to shutter the show because it kind of just felt like I was repeating the same kind of tips every week, I got up several people saying, I'm so sad that you're turning off the show because I am seeing those $10,000 a month success stories and they're not helpful to me. But when you were saying when you mess stuff up or when you were saying how much you actually spent to make a certain amount, they said that was different than anything I'm seeing out there. Yeah. And I was really glad to get that feedback because that's something I want to do more and more. Transparency is a good thing.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I was not as bold as you are before, you know, because there was a long stretch of time where I found myself giving advice to authors, but not making the kind of money I wanted to make. And by the time I was making the money I wanted to make, the 10 grand or up a month, you know, I felt like I'd already said it all. So there wasn't anything to share. Like, I can't give you the secret. The secret was do what I said for the past 5 years.
Yeah. Well, that's, and you know, this as an influencer, as someone who educates, so much of it is, can you find a different spin? Can you find a different way to convey the same information? Because obviously if you're a broken record, you repeat the same thing over and over again, then it's really going to be lost on the people who listen. But if you can find a different spin that is helpful, and spoiler alert, I did find something really interesting on that wavelength. We can get to that. Okay. But if you can find a way that people will actually take the advice, then that just takes the education to a whole new level.
Yeah. So what was your way? Are you not ready to get into that?
No. I mean, look, we don't have to go in any particular order.
Want to talk about the Amazon ad, you know, the ad school and the, you know, going on. So I want to leave time for that, but this is an interesting topic because this is, this kind of hits home with me because, you know, as I'm talking to people and giving them advice and pointing them in a direction, you know, I want them to be able to trust that. And then I'm also encountering, this is an odd thing, and maybe you've seen this, because as we've done, so I'm doing all the webinars for Draft Digital. I've done some webinars outside of D2D. I've done some coaching and consulting. Yeah. And I'm discovering that there are new crowds of authors coming in all the time. So the stuff that we have repeated ad nauseum is still fresh to these people. So it's like every couple of years I want to start over, basically.
and I mean, that's what it really comes down to, right?
You
need to decide where you're going to plant your flag. I was doing a webinar just the other day, and it was kind of like, what are the five things you're missing in self-publishing? And one of them was overemphasizing the new cool 2019, 2020 for people who listening to this in the future stuff over what worked in 2016, simply because no one's talking about the 2016 stuff anymore.
Right.
Even though it still works like gangbusters.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And
that's tough.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you know, on our end, we want to talk about the new, gee golly, shiny new thing.
Because it's fun for us.
Because it's fun for us. Yeah. And we're learning about it. All right. Well, sounds like you're making progress there, though. So you're leaving the show behind.
I left that show behind. I may bring it back in some form.
Yeah.
I really liked sharing everything every week, and I learned a lot, and it forced me, that's the thing, it forced me to look deeper into my ads, to understand ads better. It forced me to, when something didn't work and I had to share it publicly and tuck my tail, et cetera, that I needed to figure out the best possible solution. And from all of that, I did put training together and whatnot for that, which did become Amazon Ad School. But here's a wild thing. I think that from running that, I actually learned different things that I then put into something free. So we have the paid course, and then I took the info I learned from the paid thing, put it into something absolutely free.
Yeah.
And then that free thing ended up providing potentially even more value. And now when you combine it with the paid thing, it ended up being way better. But the free thing ended up just, I won't say goes beyond my wildest expectations. I'm sure you're similar in this. You hope for and expect for awesomeness.
Yeah.
And then when the awesomeness actually happens for once, you're like, well, this isn't beyond my expectations, but.
But it was a little out of left field.
Yeah. So but before I get into that, and so that's all still giant tease.
Okay.
Still giant tease.
But I wait, there's more.
I wanted to touch on one thing first. Because there's such good free book, course, paid, whatever, Amazon ad stuff out there. There really is, by some really awesome teachers. And I've taken all the courses and learned what I could, of course, because we've got to learn. But I think that what maybe hasn't been emphasized enough with Amazon ads is strategy.
Yeah.
Because the strategy for Amazon ads versus the strategy for BookBub ads or the strategy for Facebook ads is completely different.
Okay.
Completely different. Because.
Color me intrigued. And now I want to know. I want to know the specifics.
I'm here for you, Kevin. I'm here for you. I'm here for you listening out there. BookBub ads, you can test pretty quickly. Throw $5 at a bunch of different targets. Which one gets you the click-through rate? Mm-hmm. Let's stick with the top couple.
Right.
And then let's stop the other ones because BookBub will take your money.
Yeah,
BookBub is happy.
That's right.
To take your money.
That's right.
Very happy. Facebook, kind of similar. There's a lot more things you can test there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things, and you want to test non-book things, and you want to go into all of that. And Facebook's happy to take your money.
Yeah.
And it's a little difficult to scale with Facebook because you go too fast, and you go up your budget $5 a day to $8 a day, and then it just all cratered.
Yeah.
All went away. Sometimes with neither rhyme nor reason to why it did that.
Right.
So both of those platforms, you do a bunch of testing, see which ones work, try to take it to the next level with like lookalike targeting for Facebook, custom audiences, all of that. Amazon's different. Amazon is the kind of place where in my, just the strategy I use and that I've suggested to people, you create a lot of ads.
Right.
A lot of ads. And people don't necessarily know when I say a lot of ads, how many ads I mean. I mean like 100+ ads.
Right.
And unlike BookBub, where you kind of know, oh, this is working.
Mm-hmm.
Stop the other ones. Please don't steal more money from my wallet, BookBub. Facebook, you may not know right away if it's working, and you do have to do tweaking over time, but it's pretty clear one is working better than the other.
Right.
Amazon, you have to sit on your dang hands
yeah.
for a month before you have any freaking clue what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the big reasons for that is because, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to be at 20 Books. This is going to come on after 20 Books. I'm going to be at 20 Books Vegas. It's going to be Amazon ad reps, Amazon reps in the audience. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stand on stage and say, Amazon ad tracking sucks. It sucks. And I'm going to say that in front of 500 people.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah, I think most people would agree with you. Most anybody who's messed with Amazon ads knows.
But we have, and I've talked to them, dozens. If I've talked to dozens, then there's hundreds. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of authors who've looked at certain statistics on an ad.
Right.
And have turned off an ad that was making them money.
Yeah.
And bringing it all back around to the strategy of Amazon ads, the way I see it, you look at how much you spent on your Amazon ads. And Amazon, thank goodness, if you bid low enough, they don't like to spend your money.
Yeah.
I can live with that. You look at how much you spent, and then you look at your royalties,
mm-hmm.
and then you play the greater than less than game.
Right.
Were the royalties higher?
Yeah.
If they were, you profited.
Yeah.
And then you keep doing more of that.
Yeah, but that's
creating more ads.
That's a painful game, man. Because if it is slow. It's slow, and if you screwed up, you don't know it until it's already hitting you in the wallet. So that's painful.
But if you bid low enough, the damage is likely to be very small. Whereas if you accidentally kept a BookBub ad running for an extra month, you'd be hit with like a $500 bill. It's not going to happen on Amazon if you double check your math and everything.
Right. Right.
It is slow and painful, no question.
So you have a system then, or you've built a system that teaches the strategy of this?
I have, and that dramatic pause was somewhat intentional. You had a dramatic pause before we went on. And you'll edit it out, and people will be like, "That wasn't that dramatic."
I'm gonna drop it down.
Yeah, make it four times as long. So. The thing I'm doing, the reason I'm actually like going around the country on these podcasts is I'm doing a Amazon ad profit challenge.
Yeah.
I did one in September. It was really something. 8,000 Facebook comments that I tried to respond to personally. That was something. I'm doing this 5-day Amazon ad profit challenge again in January. And there were so many people that had never figured these things out, this slow, steady process, this one number bigger than the other thing with the profit and the ad spend, because it's not intuitive. You could not go into the platform and figure this stuff out on your own unless you're good at math.
Right.
And we're word people. We are word slingers, if you will.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I'm doing that challenge because I like giving things away. I like giving content away. But now we're going back. This is parentheses inside of parentheses inside of parentheses.
It's the inception of podcast interviews.
It is very inception like. Talking about the way people learn.
Right.
The problem with a course or a book is that you're reading it, you're doing it on your own time.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about a challenge is that everybody's doing the same thing at the same time. And that social component of, well, here's the homework. There's homework, by the way. Something I didn't even count on, because I would do homework and extra credit for these. I forgot, oh wait, everyone who writes books is a nerd just like I was in high school,
right?
And wants to do the homework and wants to do the extra credit. Right. But when people are posting this homework online, and we had it in a Facebook group, they post it online, they post the extra credit, they're commenting on each other's stuff, cheering mm-hmm. each other on. If someone has a problem, there's like 20 people who could jump right in and help them immediately.
Right.
That social component is what brings the whole room together. And it was amazing to behold in September.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to be able to do it again in January.
Very cool. Very cool. How do people find this? Where are you pushing it?
Oh, you have to find me. No.
No, I just track you down.
Just call me. It's going to be a sign up at bestpageforward.net/challenge.
Okay.
And people can sign up there. And then there'll be, this time around, we're going to do a Slack group and a Facebook group, because a lot of people hate Facebook.
Yeah. I've more or less, I'm still on Facebook, but I've more or less walked from Facebook. It's just too cringy.
There's some cringes.
Yeah.
There's some cringes, but I like that we were able to bring a lot of positivity to that little corner of Facebook in September, yeah. Because that's the thing. I am always making an effort to bring relentless positivity to the author community.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's pockets that aren't.
That's true. And things can get dark and negative very fast.
Yeah. Well, we're all very sensitive people.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the thing. In addition to us being former high school nerds,
mm-hmm.
we are all very sensitive people, and we're touching into emotions in our writing that we don't necessarily release. This is totally random.
Yeah.
But I had an acting teacher in college, Joan Darling, who actually was a TV director, one of the first female TV directors in the 60s and 70s. She's amazing. Short woman, giant Coke bottle glasses.
Yeah.
She's just amazing. And she wanted to make sure that when we were tapping into these deep emotions during our acting, and writers do the exact same thing, whether or not they know it, is she would give us kind of a tactic for releasing that.
Yeah.
And I don't think the author community prioritizes that in a way that it probably should.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And
that is probably true.
That's tough, because we bring that energy in with our spouses and our kids and our friends. And,
right.
And that's tough.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. I like the comparison, by the way, of acting and writing, because, you know, writing is kind of like, you do engage the same sort of mental muscles. It's like acting onto the page,
because yeah.
you're taking these various roles and you're exploring them, and, you know, so you create the sets and you create the costumes and you create them.
Exactly.
Your mom and dad in that scenario. So what can people expect?
You go through those things.
That's true.
You go through those emotions in the set dressing that you're doing in your book.
Right.
And we have this conception that when we put it on the page, it's gone.
Yeah.
But we just have to remember that it's not.
Right.
So just And unrelated to any of the ad stuff, word to the wise.
That's just general author wisdom, which is...
Yeah, this is the reason for the relentless positivity.
Right. So circling us back around just a little to the ad stuff. So what can people expect once they sweep on over and sign up? Like what's the sort of thing you're going to have them running through?
So we basically are going through the whole process of gathering targets for ads, creating the ads, assessing whether or not the ads are successful using significantly better metrics than Amazon provides.
Oh, really? Okay. Is there like some kind of third party outside thing that you're using, or is this all come through within?
I am all about keeping it simple. Yeah. I am all about, like, I pretty much shared it. I'm not holding anything back.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
One number bigger than the other number.
Right.
But it's interesting because a lot of authors treat Kindle Unlimited Pages Read like Monopoly money. Mm-hmm. It's not real. It's a page read.
Right, right.
Now, we know, like, some of our friends that we have in common make hundreds of thousands of dollars from those
exactly right
Monopoly deal money things. But an author who is in the two-figure per month club, because that's a lot more people, right? Are in the one-figure, two-figure a month club, and we sometimes forget that.
Yeah.
But if you're in the two-figure a month club, every page read matters when calculating whether one number is bigger than the other number, whether profit is bigger, because you could spend $10 on an ad. It looks like you made $8, but then you factor in $4 of pages read, mm-hmm. and you're in the positives. You're at 12.
Right.
And if you just look, most people, this was surprising, most people don't have Book Report. Most people have never been to, or Reader Links, which is also wonderful. Yeah. Most people have never been to the KDP beta dashboard.
Right.
So they're not seeing those numbers. So a lot of the time it's about, let's point people in the right direction so that they can see the light.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned the Book Report and dashboard, so I immediately switched over to see how I was doing.
How you doing? Good, better? No.
Better since the interview started. Better since
there we go. There we go.
So you've actually somehow boosted my sales just by talking to me today.
Honestly, I know we want to be 30 minutes, but okay. So you had said personally, you were thinking about this kind of stuff. You were thinking about the Amazon ads.
Yeah.
Like, let's get real here. What's going on with Amazon ads with you?
See, that's one of my weaker marketing approaches is Amazon.
What are you doing with them right now?
I am more or less running random ads just to see what's working and what's not. I've had some people kind of help me out with a strategy here and there. So I've improved a little, but for the longest time, I only ran like a handful of ads, two or three at a time, trying to test things. And then, I think it was actually Ernie Dempsey who gave me the advice of running like hundreds of them. So I've been slowly building up hundreds of ads. I need to just sit down and do an intensive, like, build. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I am seeing progress on I'm seeing what's working and what's not working, and I'm kind of getting an idea of what metrics that I want to follow and what you're right, the data that we get from Amazon on this dashboard is like subpar adequate. Like, it's not it's not quite useful for making major financial decisions, which would help both me and Amazon. So it seems like Amazon would want to pay more attention to that.
Let me tell you the thing Amazon ad dashboard does the best. You can say honestly, we're going to just totally be honest.
All right.
Lying is
Let's do it.
In the last 30 days, have you looked at your Amazon advertising report? The Excel spreadsheet that you download.
No.
Okay. So what you're going to do,
all right,
what you're going to do.
You're going to make me look in a spreadsheet.
Yeah, why don't you get it right now? Let's do it. So what I recommend everybody does every 30 days or sooner, depends. They moved it to the top left. You go to the top left.
Yeah.
There's the three horizontal lines. You click there. You click on reports.
Mm-hmm.
Automatically, it shows the search term report. That's the one we want.
Right.
And then you're going to set, you could set it for last month since we're on October 31st right now. Just custom set it for the last 30 days or so. It can go as long as 60 days back.
Yeah.
Download it. It's going to take a second. You download it. And what you're going to do and what I recommend everybody else does, we're going full value on this, Kevin.
All right.
So okay. What I recommend at first is you go into that Excel document and you go to data and you sort. And we're going to sort highest to lowest on 14-day total sales.
Okay.
So sort highest to lowest. We don't have to share anything specifically here.
Yeah.
But I just want you to do it. You all sort right. just highest to lowest, 14-day total sales.
Okay.
And what we're looking for, because it'll show, hey, you had a book, a keyword that got 10 clicks and 2 sales. It's going to show you that.
Right.
If you have a category ad, it's going to show you a ISBN or an ASIN that led to clicks and sales. So you'll actually have to do the groundwork of plugging and chugging that in somewhere to see what it is. And same with the auto targeted ad. It'll show you either an ASIN or a keyword that right. it used in the auto ad. Do you see anything exciting in there?
What did you tell me to sort by again?
Sort by 14-day total sales. You have okay. to go down a little bit because there's so many categories.
Yeah.
You have to kind of go down in the drop-down menu.
And you want to sort do that
highest to lowest.
Highest to lowest.
Yeah.
All right. Let's sort it. Let's see what happens.
Okay. And what you want to look for, I was doing a coaching session, really small group thing in Chicago.
Yeah.
And one of the people there, she noticed by doing this, by sorting sales highest to lowest, she found that she had a keyword that she had spent something like $5 to $7 on
yeah.
and made $42 of sales.
Yeah.
And yeah. what you're going to see, you're going to look for clues because the ads you have up are not, you know, the work is not done. You have to look what's working. Do you see anything that's working better than you expected by sorting?
Yeah. Interesting enough, my own name has worked better than, better
well,
than
anything
else. Well,
you got to target your own name right. so nobody else does.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm getting a couple of different terms that actually performing pretty high up. So.
And so what you do then.
Yeah.
What I want you to do, you don't have to do it, but I want you to,
right.
is later after we get off this call, you forget all about it, but you write this down, take the search terms that you were interested in or the ASINs that came up and do a little searching there. Create a few ads based yeah. on those,
okay.
whether it be in like Publisher Rocket or Yasiv or wherever,
mm-hmm.
create a few ads based off of the results.
Right, right.
So what I just did with you is basically what the challenge is.
Okay.
So we're looking for how to do this the right way.
Right.
And then we're doing it in a group where yeah. everyone holds each other kind of accountable for it.
Interesting. All right. Actually, just looking at this sorted the way you're talking about it is pretty helpful. It does put it in a better perspective than I normally get.
Yes. That's why this is the best thing that Amazon Ads does, is that report.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. Okay. All right. Well, that seems like exactly the kind of thing that would make it worthwhile to drop in on your program on the 5-day Amazon ad profit challenge. So we're going to encourage people to do that. So again, you said if they go to bestpageforward.net/ what was it?
/challenge. It's not up yet. Here we are in October, but it will be when this goes live.
Okay. We're going to make sure. I'm going to put that in the show notes. All right. Right now. I'm going to say challenge. Okay. Not challenger, but challenge. All right. You're going to have to get a near miss of challenger now. Just letting you know.
I'll put that in to redirect to the same place.
Good deal. All right, man. Well, we're at time, but this has been interesting because again, Amazon ads, all the ad platforms can be intimidating and baffling depending on your point of view. I've really been getting intensive on ads, trying to crack the code on some of these things so that I'm no longer just throwing money at the problem, which is never the best idea. Even when you've got the money to do it, it's not a good approach. So I like your concept of, get strategic about it. I like this, I had never considered using the report this way. So maybe I should have. Maybe I'm just dumb.
No, I think that you are in the majority and people who don't take a look at this sort of thing. And that's why I'm here.
It's really all
about me helping you, Kevin.
That's what it's about. That's what it's about. All right, Brian. Well, hey, thanks for being a three-peat on the show. We'll have to do a four-peat somewhere along the way.
Sounds great.
So, but hopefully everybody jumps in and checks this out. But definitely need to go to bestpageforward.net anyway. There's mailing lists to be subscribed to and et cetera. Well, thanks a lot for being on the show, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I can't wait to get my sling in the mail.
Sling is on the way. All right, everybody. Right now, I'm absolutely certain, hearing the groovy theme music. So you may dance in place at will and stick around because we're going to have something to wrap the show up after this break. So I'll see you on the other side. Hey, you looking for a jump on your own indie author career but kind of confused about where to start? I got the place for you. Check out Draft to Digital. That's where you're going to be able to convert your manuscript, distribute it worldwide online, and get help the whole way from the best author support there is. Trust me on this one. So go check out Draft to Digital at drafttodigital.com/wordslinger. Hey, I hope you enjoyed that little chat with Brian and the exploration of Amazon ads, among other things. I always enjoy talking to Brian. He and I are very similar in some ways. We're podcasters and authors, that's obvious, but we both actually studied improv, which was something kind of neat to learn about Brian, and that's been a resource in my career, actually, for the past, 20 years. So I always thought it was kind of cool that we shared that. I hope you did get something useful out of this chat, and I hope you're going to hop on over to Brian's, all of his website, and check out his courses and everything else he's got going on. You'll find links to that in the show notes, but check out bestpageforward.net at bestpageforward.net/challenge and you'll pick up on all this. So that's going to do it for this week. Now, I'm currently recording this pre-Thanksgiving holiday in the U.S. You will probably hear it after the Thanksgiving holiday. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving if you are a U.S. Listener. If you're not a U.S. listener, I hope you had a wonderful day. And I hope that, business will return to usual for most businesses, such as Draft to Digital. We tend to shut down office hours for this holiday in particular. We got Christmas and New Year's coming up. This is a challenging time of year. This is the time of year you'll notice I haven't recorded any shows the past few weeks because it just kind of gets out of hand. So, but I wanted to get in here and get this one recorded for you. And I hope you, you're having a wonderful time. These, holiday season coming up. If I don't manage to get at least one more podcast between now and, the new year, God bless each and every one of you. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season with family. I hope it's a warm, inviting time. I hope you get some writing done. This is my favorite era so far. This era in my life, an era in the publishing world, this is my favorite time in existence to date. So hope you're getting the same sort of joy out of it as I am. So God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you all maybe in the next year, but I will see you all next time. Take care.
Wordslinger.